As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The lady of paradise with a heart full of divine grace.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ Dear viewers of Madrin Channel, we welcome you once again in our new episode of our program, The Lady of Paradise, Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, a program that is dedicated towards the Lady of Paradise, towards the peace of the heart of our Master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his beloved and the most beloved, in fact, daughter, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Dear viewers, we talk about her nobility, her grandeur, her righteousness, her piety, and her excellence, her virtues, her merits in this program. And we try to derive pearls of wisdom from her seerah that we can also adopt in order to make our life better in this world and in the hereafter. Dear viewers, as Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, of course, being a beacon of guidance, not only for Islamic sisters, but also for Islamic brothers, it is now our duty to not only learn from her seerah, but also try to implement those pearls of wisdom, those practices in our character as well, in our daily lives as well, so that we can also succeed in this world and in the hereafter. So inshallah, today we will discuss further about Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha and enlighten our hearts further with her eminence. But before we do that, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon our master, the noble and final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In a narration, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that he who sends salat upon me once, Allah sends 10 mercies upon him. He who sends salat upon me 10 times, Allah showers 100 mercies upon him. And he who recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty writes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and fire of hell, and on the day of judgment, he'll be kept among martyrs. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, we're talking about the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, who's the youngest and the most beloved daughter of our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in our last episode, we spoke about her greatness, her excellences, from the perspective of how the Prophet ﷺ praised her and what narrations there were in relation to her praise, in relation to her rank and status. Today, we'll delve more into her seerah and see what a great personality she was. Today, we'll talk about her acts of worship. Our discussion will now be regarding certain acts of worship that she radiallahu anha performed and how great those acts of worship are. And in the light of this, we will try to evaluate ourselves as well, that where do we stand in today's day and age when it comes to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we talk about worshipping Allah Almighty, dear viewers, it encompasses, it carries great detail. It has the obligatory actions, it has the voluntary actions, the nawafil that we refer to as the wajibat, the sunnah actions, so on and so forth. The obligations, of course, have to be performed no matter what. The fara'id, they have to be performed. And when it comes to the sunnah actions, when it comes to mustahab deeds, then it is good for us to perform them. Of course, the more we perform nawafil, the more we incline towards mustahabbat, the more we stick to the sunnas, the higher rank we will attain in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, keeping these principles in mind, let's now look into the Seerah of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, how she was from this perspective as well, and how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam blessed her with so many treasures. When we say treasures, it doesn't refer to worldly treasures, but the treasures of the afterlife, and what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam instructed her to hold firm onto. Very emotional account, dear viewers, that Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, may our lives be sacrificed upon her. She radiyallahu anha would make bread herself, and she would clean the house herself. She would do all the house chores herself. She would broom the house and she would clean the house herself, to the extent that she would also grind grains in the handmill herself. Now, because of extensive amount of work that she would do and very hard work that she would do, there were boils on her blessed hands. So because of this, her complexion would also change and her clothes would also get a bit dusty because of all the work that she would do. Now, once Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha came in the court of her honorable father, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, with an intention of requesting for a servant to be given to her. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in response, he gave Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha the treasure, the gift of Tasbihi Fatima. Allahu Akbar. What is this? Let's listen to the narration. What it is, what Tasbihi Fatima is. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anha narrates that Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and asked for a servant because of the extensive amount of work that she would do. Now she asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam for a servant. So her honorable father, our master, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said to her that you won't get a servant from us. From me, you won't get a servant, but shall I not tell you something which is better than a servant, which is even better than a servant? Whenever you go to bed, then recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, this is what Tasbihi Fatima is. Reciting Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam instructed his beloved daughter Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha to recite this before she goes to bed. And we've also been instructed to recite this after every salah as well. So this is a great treasure for us, and this is something that we should also hold firm to. This is something that was given to Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this invocation, reciting Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times, this is referred to as Tasbihi Fatima, which was mentioned earlier. So dear viewers, we should also make sure that we make this habit of reciting Tasbihi Fatima before going to bed, and also after every prayer, after every salah. Dear viewers, when we talk about the acts of worship of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, we get totally astonished and amazed as to how devotedly and submissively she would worship Allah Almighty. Now, carrying out the house chores, dear viewers, this was also something that Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha looked after. She would carry out the house chores, and this is also included within worship when done so with right intentions. Now, carrying further, Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, along with doing the house chores, along with fulfilling the rights of people, she would also fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She would spend the entire night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite such extensive amount of work that she would carry out during the day, which we can't even imagine, cleaning the house and grinding the grains in the handmill, so and so forth. So our master, the beloved son of Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha, Imam Hasan Mujtaba radiyallahu anha, says that for the entire night, my honorable mother Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu anha would offer salah in the arch of Masjid-e-Bait, Masjid Abad Jebus is the specified area in the house for women where they pray, where they offer salah. And that very portion is sort of dedicated for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all should have Masjid Abad, home masjid in other words, in our houses. So Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu anha is saying that she will spend the entire night praying in the arch of Masjid Abad to the extent that it would be the time for Fajr Salah. And then he says that I heard her praying for Muslim men and women, making dua for Muslim men and women, and she would not make any dua for herself. She's making dua for Muslim men and women, but not for herself. So he says that I asked, my dear mother, my honorable mother, what is the reason that you don't make any dua for yourself? To which she replied that first it's the neighbors, and then it is yourself. Allahu Akbar. Davis, just through this narration, we can see the love Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha had for the ummah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, how much he cared for the well-being of Muslims. So all the way from the start, we can see that she radiallahu anha would be engaged in house chores, practical work she would do it herself. Then she would also look after the rights of people. Then entire night she would spend in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then dear viewers, Allahu Akbar, she would also make dua for other Muslims. And she wouldn't make any dua for herself. And the reply was, first comes the neighbors and then yourself. So dear viewers, look at the selflessness of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Look at her way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite doing many other chores and many other forms of worship, still she would worship all night. All night she would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she would extensively pray for the Muslims. A great lesson there is also for us, dear viewers, that what is our state when it comes for carrying out the well-being of our fellow Muslims? What is our state when it comes to helping out our fellow Muslims? What is our state when it comes to looking after their needs, those needs which we can fulfill? I'm not talking about those needs which are beyond our capacity to fulfill. I'm talking about those needs which we can fulfill. Even then, how much do we make efforts for it? Great, great lesson for us to use in this, that we should also look after our fellow Muslims. This is very, very important and something which we've been encouraged greatly in Islam. This is again something which is among the actions of the awliya, among those actions which make them distinct from other people, from ordinary people. This is something that becomes a means for the elevations of ranks. Unfortunately, our state nowadays is that we, ma'adallah, end up making things difficult for other people. We do whatever we can to ensure that they don't succeed and I succeed. Allahu Akbar. Why? Why, dear Islamic brothers? Why do we want to have such approach? Why do we go down this route where we wish ill for others, where we are jealous of others, where we can't stand someone else being successful? Why? Islam doesn't teach us this. And on the other hand, even by doing this, what do we gain out of it? What exactly do we gain out of it? Even if we did, that wouldn't be worth it. Because we're falling into the pits of jealousy. And this is something which brings about the wrath of Allah. This is something that brings about the displeasure of Allah. So why do we want to do that, dear viewers? So if Allah has given us some kind of standing, if Allah has given us some kind of blessings, and we are in a position of helping someone, doing something for someone, then we should be the first one to do so. And we should make sure that we are among those who join things, who mend relations, not those who, ma'azallah, break them. So beautiful, beautiful lesson from the seerah of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, that she would supplicate for others. And when Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu anhu said that, why don't you pray for yourself? Allahu Akbar, what did she say? That neighbors are first and then it's you. So dear viewers, we are talking about her excellences, we are talking about her virtues, but at the same time, what we need to understand is that through these accounts, through going through her excellences and virtues, what exactly do we take out of it? What exactly are we learning from it? Are we also making an intention as we are going through these virtues of hers that we will also better ourselves through these acts of worship? These are those questions that we need to keep asking ourselves as we are going through the seerah of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Yes, she radiallahu anha worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all night. She prayed all night. She spent the entire night in salah. What is our state? This is what we need to ask ourselves. What is our passion towards offering fard salah? Forget about spending the entire night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget about offering tahajjud, ishraq, jasht, awabin, these nawafil. Forget about them. We're talking about fulfilling the fara'id of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the five daily obligatory prayers we're talking about. What is our state regarding them? This is something that we need to question ourselves about. That when it comes to offer fajr salah, what is my state? When it comes to offer zuhr, asr, maghrib, isha, these are obligatory prayers. How passionate are we to offer them? And look at the seerah of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. Allahu Akbar, all night she would spend in worshipping Allah Almighty. All night she would spend in salah. And that would be after performing all the house chores, after fulfilling all her household duties, responsibilities. After all that, she would spend entire night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even whilst performing household chores, she radiallahu anha still performed the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst looking after her princes, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma, even whilst looking after them, she radiallahu anha would recite the Quran. Even then she would perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll discuss this as we go along inshallah. But she radiallahu anha did not waste a single moment in negligence. She would utilize every moment in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember dear viewers that when we say remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it entails many forms. In remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr of Allah Almighty is also in the form of salah, prayer, in the form of reciting Quran, in the form of sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in the form of performing certain dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any act of worship that we perform, this can be deemed as the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha would spend entire night in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even during the day, our moments would be spent in the remembrance of Allah Almighty. Now dear viewers, we're talking about offering salah. Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, she would spend the entire night in worship, in offering salah. And we also spoke about what our state is when it comes to offering salah. To develop the passion of offering salah, it is essential for us to also learn about the blessings of salah. Because once we know about the blessings of a certain act or the harms for leaving it, then we will develop a mindset and some sort of passion to perform it. So when we're talking about salah, let's talk about some of its blessings, what blessings salah has, in order to develop a mindset regarding offering salah so that we can also become passionate in offering salah. So Sayyidina Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu narrates that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam came out in winter when leaves were falling from trees, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam held two branches and then leaves started to fall from them. So he alayhi salatu wasallam said that, "Oh Abu Dharr," and I replied, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, I'm present." So he said that indeed, when a Muslim offers salah for the pleasure of Allah, then his sins fall off the way leaves are falling off from this tree. Allahu Akbar, dear viewers, such a great honor for offering salah. Our sins are forgiven for offering salah. Then why are we so heedless? Such a great mercy, such great honor we have in offering salah. Then why are we so negligent in this regard? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam beautifully explained that what great honor there is in offering salah. So there are multiple things that, again, that we can learn from this narration over here, dear viewers, that of course the excellence of salah is highlighted in this narration, that the person who offers salah for the pleasure of Allah, his sins will fall the way the leaves are falling from this tree. But another thing, dear viewers, we can see the way of explaining things, the way of guiding people, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used this perfect example to convey a message. Subhanallah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam explained it in such a great fashion that how to speak to someone, how to get your point across, to learn this science as well, we can do so from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, from how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam conveyed his messages through right approach, with good wisdom, with good eloquence. We should convey our point forward, inshallah we will see the fruits of it. So this is also another beautiful thing that we can learn from this very narration, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam beautifully explained that what is the excellence of offering salah. In another narration, dear viewers, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated that cleanliness is half faith, is half iman. Alhamdulillah fills the mizan, the scale mizan. Alhamdulillah fills mizan. And subhanallah walhamdulillah fills the gap between the earth and the sky. And salah is noor. And sadaqah, charity, is dalil, meaning it's guide. And patience is light. And Quran is a proof, either in your favor or against you. Allahu Akbar. The dear viewers, in this narration again, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has summarized many things in a great manner regarding cleanliness, how important it is for us. It is half faith. Then, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, this dhikr fills the mizan. Subhanallah walhamdulillah, this dhikr of Allah fills the gap between the earth and the sky. Then salah is noor. Allahu Akbar. And we neglect this noor. We are so heedless in regards to holding up to this noor of salah that will help us in our grave, in our hereafter, on the day of judgment. We neglect it. We are heedless in regards to it. So salah is noor. Sadaqah, giving charity, is our guide. Again, this is something that we need to ponder upon, is giving charity in the way of Allah, something that we should perform. Then patience, Allahu Akbar, is light. And last thing in this narration, Quran is a proof either in your favor or against you. Now this is something very, very serious for us, dear viewers, that Quran is a proof. It is a proof for us, but is it a proof in favor of us or against us? Something that we need to be very cautious of, and something that we need to understand. So dear viewers, today's episode, so far we've spoken about the acts of worship of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. We've spoken about her passion for offering salah, and we've also spoken about some of the blessings of offering salah in order to develop a mindset to offer salah. Inshallah, we will continue our discussion in our next episode as well, where we will shed more light on the importance of salah, and then we will talk about other acts of worship of Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha as well. May Allah Almighty shower His countless and choicest of mercies and blessings upon the Lady of Paradise, Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all for her sake without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. As the Prophet's daughter, she holds a sacred place. The Lady of Paradise, with a heart full of divine grace.